Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Oh, yeah. It's a Wednesday on the 94 WIP afternoon show. With Ike, Spike, and still no Fritz. Ike, how are we feeling?
Doing pretty good. Pretty good, Brother Spike. Happy it's a Wednesday.
Yes,
I
sir.
I appreciate that. Yep. I'll let you, boy. Big news day today.
Oh, huge news day. Huge news day. The biggest story being, of course, Jack is on his never-ending paternity leave. Now day 3 of said leave. What is he doing? No, but big news is that the word is that Jalen will practice today. And then if he practices today, he could be cleared out of concussion protocol tomorrow. However, and they said he would practice today, we do not trust them. So Elliot will be on the phone with us from practice right at 3:30 so we can find out whether Jalen's out there, what he's doing. So that will happen at 3:30. We'll also have the return of Flyers in 50 today. Baldy joins us at 4 o'clock to look ahead to the Eagles-Packers matchup. And Buzz steps in for Jack for the top 5 at 5. Buzz, are you prepared?
Fully prepared. Ready to go.
Yeah, I have more faith in you than I had in France.
There will be no nose picking on today's top 5.
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay. Yes.
Good. Any going in your pants?
What?
Not in today's list.
Okay. All right. Good.
Only 2 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. So
3 hours of buildup.
You know, Ike.
Yes.
My argument with Elliot about the Eagles' offense last year set me off. I was thinking about it a lot.
Hadn't let that go yet.
No, I have not. Because I went back home and I did a little bit of research, so on and so forth. And I came to the conclusion that everyone is saying this year, and I think fairly so, that Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson have to actually prove something in the playoffs this year. Mm-hmm. That their legacy is somehow defined by how they perform this particular year. They both have great teams. They haven't quite done it in the playoffs. And to me, Jalen Hurts is in that same category. Jalen Hurts has to prove in these playoffs that he is more than just a guy, that he is the guy for the Philadelphia Eagles. And I think largely the playoffs are on him. See, what Elliot said to me yesterday was, I said that the offense wasn't quite as good as I expected this year. Wasn't good enough. And he told me they were great, even though they were 8th in points scored this year. So just to lay out the numbers real quick, the Eagles, when Jalen Hurts played the full game this year, were 8th in points scored in the NFL per game at like 26.5. So I want to compare that. So 26.5 point game. 2021, Jalen's first full season playing for the Eagles, they scored 25.3 points per game. So within 1 point of this year's stacked team, 2022, the Eagles were 3rd in the league in points per game at 28.2. Last year, we ranked 8th this year. Last year, the Eagles ranked 7th in points per game. As far as DVOA goes, it's the worst passing season of Jalen's career. The offense should be better. We have the best running back in the league, one of the best wide receiver duos in the league, a Pro Bowl-level tight end, the best offensive line in the league. And Jalen, this playoffs, needs to prove he's more than just a guy. Because for the last 2 weeks, I've seen other guys step in, whether it's Kenny Pickett or Tanner McKee, and the offense looked fine to me, actually. Mm-hmm. And I haven't noticed no discernible the upgrade or downgrade going from Jalen to these other guys. So for me, these playoffs are on Jalen. He has to prove that he is more than just a guy. This is a big one for him.
So here, and first of all, I'm not surprised that we're doing it. We have this topic today because I knew the Elliot hour yesterday. It wasn't the last time we were going to hear from that argument that was being made.
Right.
I sort of knew that as it was going on. I'll say this. You're not completely off base with a something to prove thing. But I don't. Let me see if I can talk out of both sides of my mouth here. I don't think it's going to come in the form that you wanted to come in. Or, I mean, I think you wanted to come in. In other words, I don't need Jalen to put the team on his back and go out and throw for 300 yards and 2 touchdowns a game. I'm just giving you arbitrary numbers there. I don't necessarily need him to do that. But I do need him to give me another playoff run so that 22 isn't the only playoff run that we're constantly talking about, right? He's been in the playoffs every year of his career, and 2 of those 3 years in the playoffs has not ended well, right? And I mean, in horrible fashion, the games that they lost down in Tampa. So from that sense, I do want to see him play well this postseason and prove that 22 wasn't an aberration. But here's the thing, Spike. As tempting as that may be, as tempting as that Pittsburgh Steelers game made everybody with the passing game, this is a run-based offense. We go to pound town every week. We give the ball to Saquon, and we play great defense. That's what we do. I need Jalen to be an efficient game manager, and I don't mean that in a negative connotation. I really do not. I need him to be a point guard out there, distribute the ball when it needs to be in the air. But more importantly, I need Kellen Moore and Coach Sirianni to understand we're riding 26. That's who you go with. That's who you go with. Now, I need Jalen to be the steward of the offense. That's what I need him to do. That's what I need him to do. It usually leads to us winning. And that's what I'm going to hang my hat on. But again, it's only been 1 year that it's done that. So while I think I agree with the premise of what you're saying, which is he needs to have a good postseason, this postseason. And that needs to, because I don't want to speak for you, but because of the other two playoff losses, 2-3 record or what have you, there's still some doubt there. In your mind.
There's total doubt.
Okay.
There.
So, okay.
There's total doubt there. I mean, his playoff, look, Lamar Jackson's playoff record is 2-4. Everybody craps on Lamar Jackson for that. Mm-hmm. Well, Jalen's playoff record is 2-3. And the two teams that he beat were the New York Giants, who were an aberration, not a great team, and then the San Francisco 49ers, who were on their fourth quarterback that year.
Yep.
So it was not an impressive playoff run. He gets credit for it, but he also gets credit for the losses that happened as well. And I don't need...
Was not good in the Tampa games.
Was not good in the Tampa games. Yep. And here's the other thing. I don't need him to throw 40 times a game for this to happen.
Okay.
I need this team not to run from passing, which is the difference between what they do and what Baltimore does and Buffalo does and even Detroit does. These, when we talk about these other great teams, even Green Bay, these other really good offenses in the NFL, Washington, these other really good offenses in the NFL, they run plenty. Baltimore runs more than they pass. Detroit runs more than they pass. Buffalo runs more than they pass. There's a lot of this. None of them run from the passing game the same way that we run from the passing game. So I don't need him to throw 35 or 40 times. What I need him to do is throw efficiently enough for us to not walk out of the first quarter going, what's going on here again? I need him to be good enough to where we're not at halftime on Sunday down 13-3 because the offense hasn't started clicking yet. This, we have the number one defense in the NFL. We have one of the top three wide receiver duos in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
One of the best three offensive lines in the NFL. This year, the best running back in the NFL.
Yep.
I'm confident in all of those things. The one thing I'm not confident in is, can this team pass the ball effectively in the playoffs? And they're not going to be able to run from it all playoffs. If they go to the Super Bowl, they're not going to be able to run from having thrown the ball.
Yeah, it's going to come a time he's going to have to throw the ball, just like it did in 22. Like, he had to throw the ball against the Chiefs.
I know the last two games this week, or the last two and a half games this week, they're not playoff games, but I saw other guys come in here and score points with this Philadelphia Eagles team. By the way, at a better rate than they scored with Jalen. Now, I would rather have Jalen than Kenny Pickett. I would rather have Jalen than Tanner McKee. Absolutely. But I think what they showed is there are enough tools on this team to have a really good offense no matter who's taking the snaps. What I need Jalen to be is better than anyone who's taking the snaps. I need him to be better than that. He projects as better than that. We believe he's better than that. He got paid as better than that. He needs to be better than that. 215-592-9494. Does Jalen Hurts have something to prove these playoffs? Because for me, he does. We're also going to have a next question today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's Elvis's birthday. So happy birthday, Elvis.
Who?
Elvis Presley.
I know who Elvis
Come on,
is,
man. Elvis had great hair. He had cool hair.
He did.
So for today, for next question, we just want somebody who's got gray hair. Great hair. Do you want to start us off, Buzz? Do you have somebody with great hair? Great hair. Could be past, present, future.
So someone who worked on their hair more than they worked on their game when they were here in Philadelphia. Remember Andrew Bynum's hair?
That
would get the perms.
That was not great hair.
That was not great.
He would get a perm. It always looked stylish.
Yeah, the one side.
Because I think he had the cornrows on one side. Remember that one picture?
And he leave the pick in.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, then he had the one picture.
Yes.
Where he had the mushroom, right? He had the bowl cut.
Yeah. I don't know if that's great hair.
It was memorable hair.
It was definitely memorable hair. Ike. Somebody with great hair.
Somebody with great hair.
Yeah.
It's a tough one for me, Spike. It's a tough one for me. But you know, I think I'm going to go with Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck has good hair.
That's good. Well, I mean, in the young thick. Ben Affleck.
Yes.
Thick hair. Yeah.
Good thick hair.
That's the kind of hair I'm thinking of. Now, I was going to go with some brothers with Jerry curls and this and that and the other, but I'm not doing that.
You're going to get called out for
that? I don't even care. The delegation got a roll because that's kind of embarrassing, some of those hairstyles.
So mine, I actually brought this guy up yesterday when we were doing the top five of five with Fran. Mine is going to be, no, he doesn't have it anymore. I think he's bald now. But Andre Agassi, in his heyday, had great hair. He had a great head of hair. He was defined by the headband, the sneakers, and then the hair. Andre Agassi had great hair.
Yeah. Well, and the funny thing was, when he actually went bald, it was like a shock to
a lot
of people.
Big thing. Yeah, a big thing.
Like, hold on. Agassi shaved all his hair off?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
He was actually known for his hair.
For his hair. All right.
Now I got more people popping in my head.
For hair? Do you want to give one more?
Yeah, one more.
Okay. All right.
Ric Flair.
Oh, Ric Flair is
Come
awesome.
On, man.
Hair.
That's a good one right there.
Legendary
hair, right?
head of
yes.
hair. And
yes.
he kept it into his later years. He still got hair. Yeah, he still got hair. I don't know if it's thinning in the back at all, but he still got hair.
Can I make a prediction that Elliot's going to say himself if we ask him?
Ah, for sure.
Elliot has good hair. Elliot doesn't
but
have
he
great
thinks
hair.
He has great hair.
He has good hair.
Jack also thinks he has great hair.
Nah, Jack doesn't have great hair.
He's got a five-year-old haircut.
Yeah.
He said as much.
What I would say about Jack is Jack has there's potential for great hair in there. It's like a thick head of hair. But I wouldn't classify Jack as having great hair.
All right. So far be it for me to be the one that is the authority on the hair.
Yeah.
But what makes
great hair?
Great hair, yeah.
It's sort of like.
See, for me, I'm just looking at people with hair, and I'm like, yeah, that's a good head of hair, man.
So literally anyone.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, that's a good head of hair,
I think
man.
It's just something you feel. It's sort of like, for me, Hall of Fame isn't about numbers. It's about, you ask me, are they a Hall of Famer? And I, like, it's a gut test.
Yeah, you know it.
Does that person have great hair or not? It's just like, it's a gut test for me. It's the quality of the hair. It's the styling. Sometimes it's the length, but it's not always the length.
Right, So it's not necessarily the length.
Right.
It's like you said, the styling.
It could be just the styling. Could have a short head of hair, but it's a great head of hair.
Right. All right. Gotcha. Okay.
215-592-9494. Does Jalen Hurts have anything to prove in these playoffs? And next question today, and the best one, you're an afternoon show foxhole guy. In honor of Elvis Presley's birthday, give us someone with a great head of hair. Starting us off, as always, our leadoff hitter, Corey in Columbus, here on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Does Jalen Hurts have something to prove?
Yes.
No.
No.
Jalen Hurts just has to go out here and do his job and get us to the Super Bowl. Is there something to prove? No. I don't think Jalen Hurts can do is going to change how people feel about Jalen Hurts. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, that's not true.
You don't think so?
Oh, that's not true.
No. Yeah, I might have to disagree with you right there.
Let me tell you why. Jalen Hurts went out there in 2022 and played one of the best games we've seen him play, right?
Mm-hmm.
He let us in the Super Bowl and we lost, right?
Yep.
The next season, we came back. He didn't play as great earlier in the year, and then he started to get hot. We went on the run. We started beating the Dolphins and all that, and people still was questioning, right? So it's like if Jalen Hurts goes out and balls out in the playoffs, right? He just goes out and lights the playoffs on fire.
Mm-hmm.
The opening next season, y'all know what y'all going to say? I know what Spike going to say. I want to see Jalen Hurts from the playoffs. I don't want to see the regular season Jalen Hurts. Or like Jalen Hurts is always going to be, you know, compared to – other quarterbacks. because
every quarterback's compared to other quarterbacks.
Right, but what I'm saying is we know Jalen Hurts' limitations as a quarterback. So it's like when we sit up here and we point out what Jalen Hurts does is he wins, like people knocking for that. Well, that's not a QB stat. That's not this. That's
well, it's not.
Not. That. Jalen Hurts is never going to be a guy who throws the ball 70 yards on a dot off the back. That's never going to be his game. Like, that's just not who he is. He doesn't have that level of arm strength to do that, right? But if Jalen Hurts goes out here and makes the plays and doesn't light the world on fire like how he did all the regular season, why would I sit up? If Saquon Barkley does what he does all regular season and Jalen Hurts does all what he did the regular season and we win the Super Bowl, why is that a problem?
Well, but you're saying they're winning the Super Bowl. Of course, if they go and win the Super Bowl, there will be very little doubt unless I can't think of the right way I'm allowed to say it on the air and not get in trouble. If there's very little chance that they're going to go through three playoff games and win the Super Bowl, and we're going to go, Jalen didn't do anything. Like he absolutely is the reason. And you gave a bad answer yesterday when I asked you why they didn't score more points, and you told me it's because they have too many weapons.
Right.
That's a crazy answer, right?
Let me give you a response to that. And this, I wish we had more time because I want to go back and forth with you with this, but we don't have the time. Go look at what Patrick Mahomes. This is what I say about they have too many weapons. Go look at what Patrick Mahomes did with Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. Look at what they did with their stats, and then look at their third receiver. Travis Kelce and Tyreek Hill is putting up 1,800 yards, 1,500 yards, and their third receiver is putting up 700, right?
Okay.
What I'm saying is
A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith had like 60 catches this year.
But he also missed three games.
Okay, but Malik games. Neighbors had 109 catches and had Drew Locke, Tommy DeVito, and Daniel Jones throwing to him.
But he's one person. That's what you're missing. What I'm saying is when you have Saquon Barkley rushed for 2,000 yards.
So Jamar Chase had 127 catches and has T. Higgins on the other side.
He didn't have a running back that rushed for 2,000 yards and got 345 carries. That's what I'm saying. When you have a guy...
Why do you think he got 345 carries?
But you're changing the argument.
I'm not. The passing game was not good enough this year, Corey, and you know it.
How was it not good enough if we were 14-3?
Because it wasn't good enough.
Oh, my goodness. If we're 14-3... If we're not in the division with the Lions, I mean, not in the conference with the Lions, we're the number one seed. How is that not good enough?
And I could say if you were in the NFC North, you wouldn't be 14-3. You'd probably be 12-5.
But that's
hypothetical. So not having the Lions is not hypothetical, but being in the NFC North is hypothetical.
What I'm saying isn't a hypothetical, it's a fact. How many times in NFL history has there been a 15-2 team and a 14-3 team as a 1-2 seed?
Well, they've only been playing 17 games for 5 years or six years.
Yeah, I'm saying not even that long.
What I'm saying is even if you go back and look at, like, Ike and them, or even when Ike played, like, the number one seed would be, like, 13-3, and the number two seed be, like, 11-5. Like, this year of the Vikings and all that type of stuff, that's, like, a rarity. And you sit up here and you say, oh, if the Eagles were in the NFC North, like I can't go off of hypotheticals. All
well, but they probably split with the Lions. They probably split with Minnesota.
Okay, right. So there you go. So if they split and they split. But what I'm saying is when you sit up here and you have guys that you constantly have to get the ball to, and, oh, you're giving your running back 345 carries, I'm not going to have a 1,500-yard receiver and a 1,200-yard receiver. People said Jalen Hurts didn't look good last year, right? They said that. What did his receivers have? What was that? A.J. Brown had 1,500 yards.
Both of them were over 1,000 yards, I think. Both were, right?
Okay, then. So that's the point I'm making. All I'm saying is you're basing off of what your eye test is telling you. He don't look good. You can't go.
No, I'm not. They are, Corey, they are 14th in the NFL in passing DVOA. 14th.
Okay.
14th.
But what I'm saying is you're saying that's not good enough.
It isn't.
Good enough to win 14 games.
Yes, but regular season games. He has to look, and this is why, Corey, and this is why I say he has the same thing to prove that Josh Allen does and Lamar Jackson does. Because if Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, if they get eliminated before the Super Bowl, I can promise you everyone's going to come to them. And I could make the argument that, and I would, that there are probably 18 other quarterbacks in the NFL that we could have won 13 or 14 games with this year.
Okay, but that's 100% fine. But what I'm saying is Josh Allen, okay, he don't have the Kyler Allen that he once had, right? I saw if Jalen Hurts gets whooped by, let's say, for example, Jordan Love on Sunday or whoever, Baker Mayfield come to Philly and he get whooped, he deserves criticism. I saw Josh Allen get his butt handed to him by Joe Burrow in the divisional round on his turf. I saw Lamar Jackson get his butt handed to him.
That's my point. And I saw Jalen Hurts get his butt handed to him by Baker Mayfield on the road.
No, 100%. 100%.
So that's what I'm saying. He has the same thing to prove that those guys do.
No.
Yes, he does.
The Lamar Jackson is a possibly three-time MVP.
Yes, and the world will come for him if he's not in the Super Bowl this year.
No, you told me Jalen Hurts is the 15th or 16th best quarterback in NFL. You got Lamar Jackson and Patrick and Josh Allen top five. That's what you told me. So don't put the same expectation.
And where would you put Jalen?
Huh?
Where would you put Jalen?
I got Jalen in the top 10.
Where?
I would probably say he like five or six.
Okay, so he has something to prove. Then he does.
You said what?
Give us somebody with a great. I'm sorry, it's been a long time. Can you give us somebody with a great head of hair?
Jason Momoa.
Who is that?
Aquaman.
Oh, Aquaman.
I'm gonna have to look that up.
Aquaman. I think I know who Aquaman is. Who's
Jason?
Who,
is it Momoa?
Who is he married to or is dating?
Come on, Buzz. You're
young. Dating somebody famous.
Come on, you're like 12 years old.
I don't keep track of who Jason Momoa is going out with.
But is it right? Is it Aquaman?
Yeah, I believe he is Aquaman. Yeah. He's dating. Oh, he's married to Lisa Bonet? I don't know.
Oh, that's who it was.
Bonnet.
I knew it was
Bonet.
Yo, this dude.
No, it's
just
Bonet.
Bonet. I said Bonet first. Bonet.
No. Like, wasn't she married to Lenny Kravitz?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
A different world, Lisa Bonet.
Yes.
They got
yes.
divorced last year, should clarify.
I'll take ooh.
Like, you're in the mix?
Yeah, I'm in the mix. I'm also married. I'm also not in the mix.
I didn't know that's why you said ooh.
Yeah. I did. Maybe I'm in the mix with Lisa Bonet.
Yeah,
top five reasons Spike's
out,
getting divorced.
Yeah,
Your inside voice came out.
Yep. Whoops. All right. Does Jalen Hurts have anything to prove these playoffs? 215-592-9494. Speaking of Jalen, coming up in about an hour, we'll have a live report from practice to see whether he is actually on the field, as they said.
Yeah.
And coming up next, Kellen Moore talked about whether he's worried about Jalen's rustiness in the playoffs if he is able to play. So we'll play that for you next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.